From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Fishermen and business owners in the Gulf began filing new compensation claims for the BP oil spill disaster. Until now, BP had been handling the process, but as NPR's Mandalik Del Barco reports, an independent administrator has taken over BP's $20 billion compensation fund.
Oil giant BP says it's paid out nearly $400 million to individuals and businesses harmed by the disaster they created. But independent administrator Ken Feinberg promises to get victims prompt compensation.
I think they deserve some credit. They paid over $370 million in claims, but I think we've got to do better and get people here in Mississippi faster answers.
Feinberg says individual victims will get compensated 2 days after their claims are processed, and for businesses, a week. He insists it was his idea, not BP's, to require that anyone who receives a final settlement from the fund give up the right to sue the oil company. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
The private security company, previously known as Blackwater, has agreed to pay the State Department $42 million to settle charges it violated U.S. export rules. We get more on that story from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
According to the State Department, the company, now known as Z, violated numerous export rules between 2003 and 2009, but has settled with the State Department. Now that the deal is reached, the department is lifting a ban on future contracts with the company. Z has protected U.S. diplomats and other officials in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the State Department is expected to rely even more heavily on contractors as U.S. troops draw down in Iraq. The settlement involved a long list of violations, from losing track of weapons in Iraq to making unauthorized proposals to train troops in southern Sudan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Vice President Joe Biden told a veterans group in Indiana today that even though it's been 6 months since the election in Iraq and no government has yet been formed, he's confident of Iraq's ability to take over its own security once the U.S. pulls out for good. Biden saying even as the U.S. pulls out its combat troops, with just 50,000 troops scheduled to be in the country in an advisory capacity by next month, the U.S. remains committed to Iraq.
Drawing down our troops in Iraq does not mean we are disengaging from Iraq. In fact, quite the opposite is true.
Biden made his remarks at the annual convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. President Obama, meanwhile, is expected to deliver a major speech on Iraq following his return to Washington from his vacation at Martha's Vineyard. Stocks, after being sharply lower for much of the day, reversed some of that lost ground in the final hours of trading, but it still ended up lower today. It was actually one of the lightest trading days of the year on Wall Street, with little in the way of economic news. The Dow was down 39 points, closing at 10,174. The Nasdaq lost 20 points. The S&P 500 dropped 4 points today. You're listening to NPR. Senior U.S. military commanders in Afghanistan say the necessary infrastructure for that country to take over its own security arrangements is still more than a year away. Lieutenant General Bill Codwell, head of NATO's training mission, says the country continues to recruit and train its security forces, but says he can't estimate when Kabul might be able to take control over even some of the more peaceful parts of the country. Caldwell's assessment could dim any hopes of a significant withdrawal from Afghanistan next year. President Obama has said in the past he'd like to start pulling U.S. forces out of Afghanistan next July, though the pace of any withdrawal would be tied to security conditions there. The Justice Department is clearing the way for a controversial voter identification system in Georgia. Details from NPR's Kerry Johnson.
The Georgia voter ID program had come under fire for allegedly imposing too many burdens on minority voters. The system required voters to show their driver's license, social security card, or similar proof of identification. Georgia is one of many southern states with a history of discrimination, where officials must get federal approval in order to change voting procedures. But the Justice Department repeatedly refused to approve the Georgia plan, and the state sued 2 months ago to force the federal government to back down. Both sides met to negotiate, and they finally came to an agreement last week. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal safety officials have levied a $75,000 fine against SeaWorld in Orlando in connection with the death of a trainer there earlier this year. Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration levying the fine in connection with the death of trainer Don Branshaw, who died in February after being mauled by a killer whale. Branshaw died after a whale grabbed her hair, dragging her into a pool. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.